Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, anyone with small kids will know about those sneaky escapes to the bathroom to get a moment's peace. But the trend of what's now called bathroom camping is now something that people can do on a night out and even in the office. Kirsty Blake Knox, columnist with the Irish Independent, has been writing about this phenomenon and joins me now. Kirsty, how are you today?
I'm good. Thanks so much for having me.
You're not actually in the bathroom at the moment?
No, I should say that straight from the get. I'm not recording or speaking to you from the toilet.
That's a relief.
I'm at a desk. Yes, I know. Yep. Be slightly worrying.
Yes. You have to say every day social media has a new phrase for us, whether it's, you know, wild swimming or whatever.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So it's amazing the capacity to kind of take ordinary stuff and kind of rebrand it and give it a different category and make it covetable. But yeah, I came across the term bathroom camping, and it's been written about in Architectural Digest and in different kind of publications. And it's basically this idea that if you're out on a night out, you would kind of, and you've been talking to people and socializing, you would escape to the bathroom and kind of lock yourself in a cubicle and almost have like an emotional reset and just kind of get yourself together before going back out and facing other people. And people are saying it can be really good if you're overstimulated or if you're getting a bit overwhelmed. It can be a good kind of means to kind of calm yourself down and get yourself back kind of like realigned before heading back out. But I just thought it was funny because it's something I feel that parents have been doing probably for like as long as there's been toilets. But it's this idea that just being able to go into the bathroom, lock the door and get a moment's peace is so valuable. And in Architectural Digest, they were saying the bathroom is appealing because it's contained and there's a sense of control and refuge when you go into it and you're on your own.
I have to say, I hear everything you're saying. I don't think there's a single thing that you've mentioned there that I haven't done at some point, whether it was at work functions, slipping away.
Yeah, exactly. And it's sent up in the film. This is 40. Paul Rudd's character in that is often like goes to the bathroom and spends ages in just to kind of avoid any kind of responsibility from family life. And there is something kind of reassuring. You'll probably get about 2 or 3 minutes during the summer holidays before someone realizes they're not here. I'll have to go find them, and you'll see the doors start to kind of the handle on the doors start to shake. You know, but I think it is really important to kind of when you're in kind of have like on the summer holidays where there's a lot going on, you've got a lot to juggle. You kind of need to get these like little moments of respite, these pockets of kind of to yourself to kind of just have a minute are so valuable, and it's really important to kind of work them into your day to day. So I kind of list.
You're working it in now. You're actually working it into your day to day now.
Yeah, exactly. But just to kind of like get through, you know, and there's other kind of little pockets that you can kind of really enjoy the moments kind of sanctuary. Like I kind of say in my column, like that bit where you close the car door when you've strapped your kid into their car seat and you can kind of walk around to your side of the car. Just kind of like relish those because they can be really fleeting, those moments of solitude when you're in the middle of kind of juggling school camps and or summer camps and everything like that.
I have to say that's a very small moment. I mean, if you're measuring.
Well, it depends how fast you walk. You can slow it down.
You're measuring as a quality moment in your life the moment where you close the back door of the car, you walk slowly around the boot, slowly as you can, up to the driver's seat, open the door, get in.
We've got to find these moments of joy where we can get them, you know, and look, beggars can't be choosers. And another thing that's a good kind of if you're looking for like a sneaky kind of moment for yourself, if there's any ever wrapping of presents for like birthdays or anything like that, and you need to do that kind of away from everyone else to kind of not ruin the element of surprise, you can just like go into a bedroom and eat a whole packet of curly wordy squirlies while everyone thinks you're doing a very kind of important job. So that's another kind of way that you kind of get.
Right. You're making them up as you go along now, I think. No, I actually don't think that, because the moment you said that, it reminded me of a little thing I used to do years ago when I was up for a night feed at 2:30 in the morning on the first one. And I used to secrete a purple, one of those little chocolate bars, the little purple ones, a purple snack. I used to secrete that and just kind of whisk it out and slowly eat it and try and make it last the entire feed. That was that was my challenge to myself.
That's very smart, yeah. And like you can kind of do stuff like, you know, like hide away in your bathroom, kind of make it like a kind of like bat cave of calm, and that you have like hidden away in drawers like trashy magazines or like snacks like that, non-perishable snacks, or just like fancy hand creams, just to really eke as much out of it as you can when you are doing your bathroom camping. But in Architectural Digest, they did say if you are continually going to your bathroom as a place of kind of refuge and respite, then the design of your home has fundamentally failed, because you should have these areas kind of dotted throughout your house. And they kind of suggest, like, you know, having a decompression corner in your bedroom. But I mean, to me, that just sounds like it would be a total failure, A, because I don't even know what a depression corner would look like. But also, I just know it would end up turning into the pile of clothes that I always intended to put away but never got to. So I kind of think, rather than trying to change your whole life and the layout of your house, it's better to kind of think how you can work it into your schedule and your home already.
And how much more time you can spend in the bathroom really is the bottom line on this. And, you know, I mean, do you get away with this? Do your children not hunt you down?
Yeah, well, they do. Because we've only got one bathroom in our house, so it's like, you know, they can kind of, you'll hear like, "Where's mommy gone?" And then you're like, "Okay, the jig's up." But like I said, sometimes all you need is 2 minutes to yourself, just to just scroll on your phone, like read your WhatsApp group messages from your friends, or just like, you know, just, you know, kind of calm down and just like not, or just stare into the abyss. Sometimes 2 minutes of that is enough to kind of get you reset and to go on your merry way.
You spend a lot of your, you know, teens and 20s staring into the abyss, and just, you know, and then suddenly they're gone, and that's snatched away from you completely.
I know, and there's a real luxury in that, like just being able to kind of almost just kind of, my mum says, like, go bovine, or you're just kind of like just going into a transcendental stage for a short period of time. It can be really beneficial.
Some of our texts coming in. I've tried bathroom camping before, but the kids suddenly become like apex predators and hunt me down in moments. Only about a minute will go before the handle starts twitching like something out of a horror movie.
Yeah, it is like, you know, in Jurassic Park where they're hiding from, I think it's the raptors in the kitchen. It can be like that, where you just see the handle shaking and you're kind of like, okay, that's it. I've been found.
I have to go back in. And it says, I've been known to engage in some bathroom camping myself at a party. It's a good way of shaping it up, so you don't get talking to the same bore all night. There's different risks at the party. If you're just disappearing to the toilet at a party, that could be interpreted in all different sorts of ways, couldn't it?
Yeah, and you've also got to think of like the poor people waiting in line outside. So, like, you know, you've got to be cognizant of other people. You don't, like, it might be great if you, like, that was a really relaxing 15 minutes I spent in the bathroom at this house party, and you don't want to open the door and see there's 20 people outside waiting, looking very
Yes,
annoyed type
you'll
of thing, you
never,
know?
they'll never believe you were just bathroom
No,
camping, so you're wasting time.
exactly. They're
Now,
not
I've a
going
good
to find
question, which I think only you can really answer for one of our listeners. Are kids really that bad? I'm glad I don't have any. I dodged that hell.
No, it's like really grateful, and everyone having kids is fantastic. It's just, it's full on, because like they need to be looked after all the time, and it can be a lot of plates to juggle, but like obviously they're the best thing that ever happens, and it's good fun. It's just taking kind of like, and this could be applied to people who don't have kids, like we were saying there about in social situations, or it's just getting a moment to yourself and a break from kind of, I guess, the routine that you're in, just to kind of focus on yourself and take a breather, and then kind of head back out into the world feeling a little more clear-headed.
Oh, I have good news. John in Limerick is confirming that it's not a new thing. He says, Tom, I'm 68, and I clearly remember as a child my father taking over the bathroom with the Sunday newspapers and his pipe.
I know. Yeah, well, I think that's why it's like, I think it's funny, and this is 40, what they kind of, they send it up as well, you know. So yeah, it's like in a lot of those things on social media, it all of a sudden gets rebranded and it becomes a whole new thing. So it gives it a kind of a new gloss, I
Yeah,
guess.
once they start doing that, it's you mightn't be doing it right. You might be taking, you know, doing some bathroom camping, but you're not doing it in the correct way or the right accoutrements around you. It does remind me of another moment from the early days of parenting, because it is kind of more a parental thing, isn't it? That's really when there are young kids, 30 seconds feels like 3 hours, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, if it's an intense period, like, or if it's like, I always think we went through a phase where our youngest woke up for a year at like 5 to 5 every morning, and at that time of the morning, it does feel like incredibly slow moving, like, you know, because like it's pitch black during the winter, nothing's on TV at that stage, and no one's awake. So even if you're texting people, so time kind of move very slowly at different times of the parenting journey, I think.
Yeah, I can remember that. I can remember watching Match of the Day when the early one used to be on at 7 in the morning on the BBC. I remember waiting for it to start. You're up so early with them. I also remember going to, when the first one was born, going into HMV and buying 3 DVDs because I thought I'd be sitting around for the rest of my life just trying to kill time. And then about 6 months later, seeing them still in the bag.
Yeah, I don't. That sounds all too familiar.
Yes. So, bottom line, though, a good thing to, there is one thing in here in this. Obviously, you know, if you're in a relationship, are you going to get away with it? Are you not going to be followed by your partner saying, what are you up to? Are you hiding in the bathroom?
No, I think like if someone starts grilling you about how much time you're spending in a bathroom, if it's I wouldn't be in a relationship with that person. That's a boundary crossed. Like,
That's
if I was going out with a guy and he was like, I want to know exactly why you've spent like 4.5 minutes in a bathroom, or 4 minutes 30 seconds in a bathroom, I'd start kind of, that would be a bit of a red flag for me.
I have to say, in a sleep-deprived house, I can see that happening very easily indeed.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's true, but yeah, I think that maybe people know when you're taking advantage of the bathroom camping, but I think you've got to be sympathetic if you're also doing it.
All right. So we are, 1 minute we don't really accept this exists, and the next minute we're defining an etiquette for it.
Yes.
Oh my God, they have us every which way. Kirsty, thanks very much for joining us today. Lovely talking to you, and the
thanks
best
so
of
much
luck
for
when
having
you
me.
Come out of the bathroom. Kirsty Blake Knox there. And let us know your own experiences if you've been hiding in the bathroom or taking a bathroom camping break. Let us know. That's bringing a whole new meaning to staycation, isn't it?
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.